When we hear the phrase, follow the science, we assume it represents pure, unbiased truth. But what happens when science itself becomes corrupted? Investigative journalist Cheryl Adkisson reveals how we live in an artificial reality carefully constructed by pharmaceutical companies and their government partners. This manufactured world determines which health issues receive attention based not on public health needs, but on profit potential. The architecture of this deception is breathtaking. Drug companies fund most research, design medical education, and provide advertising revenue for media outlets that might otherwise scrutinize them. Even the language of medicine isn't safe from manipulation. When COVID vaccines failed to prevent transmission as promised, the CDC quietly changed its definition of vaccine in 2021, removing the phrase protecting the person from that disease and replacing it with merely stimulate the body's immune response. This fundamental alteration shows how scientific language is manipulated to protect corporate interests rather than public health. My journey into medical science's dark underbelly began unexpectedly after 9/11. Reassigned to cover terrorism-related stories, I investigated the planned restart of smallpox vaccination. Though I'd had little previous interest in medical reporting, I quickly recognized familiar scandal components: money-driving decisions, government-corporate partnerships, and propaganda-controlling narratives. The smallpox vaccine carried substantial risks compared to an unquantifiable terrorist threat. When I reported that NBC journalist David Bloom's death at age 39 occurred after receiving both smallpox and anthrax vaccines, most media outlets ignored this revelation. Similar cases emerged, including Army reservist Rachel Lacey, whose death certificate explicitly listed recent smallpox and anthrax vaccinations as contributors to her death after receiving 5 different shots in one day. Medical research integrity has been severely compromised by financial interests. The Support Baby Oxygen study exemplifies this, where premature infants were placed in an experiment without parents' informed consent about death risks, with researchers manipulating oxygen monitors to give false readings. Drug approval processes show similar corruption. The FDA's 2021 approval of Biogen's Alzheimer's drug Aduhelm raised concerns when the company reversed its initial conclusion of ineffectiveness. The subsequent move of FDA's Dr. Billy Dunn to a brain drug company highlighted the revolving door between regulators and industry. Pharmaceutical companies' influence extends through media control, spending $4.58 billion annually on TV advertising by 2020, representing 75% of televised ads. This creates inherent conflicts as media companies protect pharmaceutical revenue streams. The industry further maintains control through $497 million in annual political lobbying. Their power extends to scientific research, as demonstrated when Syngenta launched a campaign to discredit Berkeley professor Tyrone Hayes after he discovered their herbicide atrazine could feminize male frogs, including paid criticism and manipulation of online information. Pharmaceutical companies employ several key tactics to manipulate medical science. Medical ghostwriting is commonplace, with companies authoring articles and paying doctors to sign them in journals. Industry experts defend products while concealing financial ties. Companies obscure negative data in FDA applications by dispersing adverse events across subcategories and attributing side effects to patients' pre-existing conditions. Research funding prioritizes profit-generating studies over public health needs. Since 2010, pharmaceutical companies have paid over $80 billion in settlements, with most major firms penalized for illegal practices. A network of seemingly independent organizations shapes public perception. Groups like Every Child by Two, now Vaccinate Your Family, present as independent while receiving industry funding. Reference materials like the Merck Manual, though claiming editorial independence, are published by pharmaceutical companies themselves. Companies also exploit regulatory gaps, particularly in advertising. While prescription drug ads must disclose risks, vaccine promotions often avoid this by classifying them as disease awareness ads. Questioning vaccine safety faces intense opposition, with critics quickly labeled anti-vaccine regardless of their legitimate concerns. This affects parents of vaccine-injured children particularly harshly, despite their prior support of vaccination. The DPT vaccine's connection to seizures and brain damage was confirmed by the U.S. Institute of Medicine in 1994. Facing mounting lawsuits, vaccine manufacturers in the 1980s demanded liability protection to continue production. The 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act established a special vaccine court that favors manufacturers. Remarkably, DOJ lawyers defend vaccine makers, while compensation comes from patient fees rather than manufacturers. The rise in autism cases correlates with the tripling of childhood vaccinations since 1983. The government has acknowledged vaccines can trigger autism in children with underlying conditions like mitochondrial disorders. In 2018, Dr. Andrew Zimmerman, the government's chief medical expert, revealed he had informed DOJ lawyers in 2007 about vaccines potentially causing autism in some children, information that was not made public. President Biden's two COVID infections, despite full vaccination, highlighted the gaps between official claims and reality. While Biden, Dr. Fauci, Pfizer's CEO, and the CDC director promised vaccines would prevent COVID, they collectively experienced 9 infections after 19 shots. Officials inflated COVID's fatality rate through flawed math, using only confirmed cases instead of total infections as the denominator. Stanford researchers demonstrated how this error led to vastly overstated rates. Italy's reported 8% was actually closer to 0.06% when properly calculated. The hydroxychloroquine controversy revealed the intersection of politics and pharmaceutical interests. While Trump suggested studying this established malaria drug, media portrayed it negatively despite its safety record. 1/3 of the government's COVID treatment panel had pharmaceutical industry ties, with 9 linked to Remdesivir's manufacturer, while none had connections to generic hydroxychloroquine. The cost of this corruption is staggering. Prescription drugs have become America's third leading cause of death, according to Danish physician Dr. Peter Gritsche. Meanwhile, the price of vaccinating children has skyrocketed from $10 in 1975 to thousands today, while chronic disease rates have exploded. Public health officials catastrophically denied natural immunity's power against COVID, despite early scientific predictions that it would work better than vaccines. As COVID vaccines failed to prevent infection, transmission, symptoms, or serious illness, vaccine proponents resorted to redefining terminology. Despite Americans growing sicker, more medicated, and more chronically ill under the world's best-funded public health system, no officials have acknowledged mistakes. The impact falls hardest on vulnerable populations, as seen in the Support Baby Oxygen study targeting young Black mothers and their premature infants. To counter this distorted medical system, identify voices who proved accurate during COVID and weigh their input on new health issues carefully. Be skeptical when fact checks and officials repeat identical narratives, as this often indicates coordinated messaging. Be wary of dismissive terms like debunked, quackery, or claims that science is settled. Genuine science welcomes debate. Instead of limiting information sources, broaden them. Understanding propaganda techniques helps distinguish truth from manipulation. Challenge questionable studies through social media and medical journal editors. Importantly, report any adverse reactions to medicines or vaccines, as proper documentation is essential yet often neglected. While discovering these truths about public health can be unsettling, it's ultimately empowering. True science welcomes questions, embraces debate, and evolves with new evidence. Anything less is dogma.